that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall move in all things. Teach me, Lord. Teach me, Lord. Not to rely on what others do, but to wait in prayer for an answer from you. They that wait shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as they shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Teach me, Lord, to wait. Teach me, Lord, to wait. While hearts are aflame, help me humble my pride and call on your name. Keep my faith renewed, keep my eyes on thee. Help me, what you want. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint.
That grace appears. Just raise our hands towards Him. Oh, yes, Lord, we praise Your name this morning.
Praise God.
Oh, we worship You, oh God. Oh, because You are the one. Oh, there is no one like You, oh God. There is no other God besides You. And there will never be any God. Oh, Lord, this morning, our hands are raised towards You, O God, praising You for Your amazing grace, oh, Your loving kindness, Your protection. Oh, thank You, Lord Jesus. Oh, let us all just commit ourselves into His hands this morning. Oh, just say, Lord, I thank You for that amazing grace. Oh, that has seen us meet through, O God, the week that has gone. Oh, Lord, who has done this? It's by that Your grace, Lord. And Father, we say thank You, Lord. We bless You, Lord Jesus. We give You the glory, Lord. Even, Lord, the grace that has brought us together this morning. Oh, Father, we thank You. We thank You for our children. We thank You for our working places. We thank You for our homes. Oh, we bless You, Lord. Give You the glory. Thank You, Lord Jesus. Blessed be Your name. Blessed be Your name, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank You, Lord. Thank You. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Blessed be Your name, Lord. Thank You, Lord Jesus, for the amazing grace. Thank You, Lord. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Shall we be seated for a moment? Amen. Brother. Praise the Lord. This morning, it was a battle on the road when coming. Our car started to give us a problem. So we had to run with the grace of God. So whilst we were coming, whilst driving, we were still praying. So Lord, lead us to the meeting place. And God just did it. Because we were seeing a light that was flashing on the dashboard as the mission. And it was jetting. But the Lord made a way for us. Amen. And when I come in also, I just want to make a confession. When I came in, I don't know where, because I was so much desperate or what a bit. My brother was on the pulpit here praying, and I just intruded. May the Lord forgive me and just remember in prayer. Praise the Lord. It's something that shouldn't be done. When there is someone in the pulpit praying, you don't intrude. Amen. I did that, but the Lord forgive me and remember me in prayer also. Praise the Lord. Hey, brother, I liked your worship this morning. Can we just sing this song again? When Jesus comes, the tempter's power is broken. He's here this morning, and every tempter, every works of Satan is broken. How many believe that? Oh, thank You, Lord. We bless You, Lord Jesus. Amen. One sat alone beside the highway begging. His eyes were blind. The light he could not see. He clutched his rags and shivered in shadows. Then Jesus came and bid those darkness flee. Amen. Shall we sing?
One sat alone beside the highway.
His eyes were blind. The light echo.
could not see. He clutched his hands and shivered in the shadows when Jesus came and bid his darkness flee. When Jesus come, the tempter's power is broken. When Jesus come, the tears are wiped away. He takes the gloom and fills the life with glory. For all is changed when Jesus comes to stay. The evil spirit drove him among the damned. He dwelt in misery. He caught himself as demon's part possessed. Then Jesus came and set the captive free. Oh yes, Jesus come, the tempter's power is broken. When Jesus come, the tears are wiped away. He takes the gloom and fills the life with glory. For all is gained when Jesus comes to stay. Unclean, unclean, the leper cried in torment. The deaf, the dumb, in helpless stood in the air. The fever rained. Disease of grievous victims. Then Jesus came and cast out every fear. Oh, when Jesus comes, the tempter's power is broken. When Jesus comes, the tears are wiped away. He took the gloom and fills the life with glory. Oh, when Jesus came. When Jesus comes to stay, oh, so men today have found a Savior in God. He could not come, compassion lost and sin. Their broken heart, I left them sad and lonely. Oh, then Jesus came and dwelt himself with them.
When Jesus comes, the tempter's power is broken.
When Jesus comes, the tears are wiped away. He takes the gloom and fills the light with glory. For all is changed when Jesus comes to see. Oh, when Jesus comes.
Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus, that this morning, Lord, you are here.
Comes,
that every works of Satan is broken. Every temptation of the enemy.
And fills the life.
Every sickness is subdued. We thank you, Lord. We bless you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, O God. Thank you, Lord. As we keep studying, let's take our Bibles and let's turn to our two readings. The first in Isaiah 28:9. And the second is Hebrews 5:12-14. And our topic, we are still on the divine nature, the house that we are building. Because God says he cannot dwell in a house that has been built with hands. Praise the Lord. But he said, we are the temple of God. And that in us he wants to dwell. And that house, we need to today. We have been on it to see if there are some leakages here and there. We restore everything back. So it has taken us through faith. And then to virtue. And we are on knowledge now, the second part of knowledge. Amen. Let's hear the word of God. He said, whom shall he teach knowledge? And whom shall he make to understand doctrine? Them that are weaned from the milk and drawn from the breast. Amen.
And the second reading. For when for the time ye ought to be teachers, ye have need that one teach you again, which be the first principles of the oracles of God, and are become such as have need of milk, and not of strong meat. For everyone that useth milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness. For he is a babe. But strong meat belongeth to them that are full of age, even those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. Amen. Shall we bow our heads? Oh, dear Heavenly Father, how sweet your word is. Amen. How strong your word is. Amen. And Father, we are sure that every word has been inspired. Yes, and it is profitable for we, your children, O God, for reproof, for correction, for instructions. That, Lord, we will be totally furnished unto good works. Amen. So, Lord, this morning as we have read your word, O God, Lord, you are the author of it. We ask the presence of the Holy Spirit, O God, to make your word, we know that it is life, but Lord, it has to take the Holy Spirit, O God, to make it a living word for us. Amen. So, Lord, this morning, all that we can do is, Lord, to surrender ourselves, Lord, unto you. Oh, with a broken heart and a contrite spirit, Lord, even from the songs that, Lord, we have sang this morning. Oh, you said, when you are come, every tempter's work is broken. So, Lord, we know unbelief to this morning is broken. Amen. And that, Lord, the ears of your children are open. And the heart is prepared, O God. And so, Lord Jesus, speak, and we shall hear. Amen. Lord, I surrender myself, Lord, into your hands, Lord. Lord, I'm just a vessel. Use me, O Lord, for the purpose why you've called us this morning. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, pray. Amen. Amen. Shall we be seated? Glory to you. Bless you. Keep on praying for our pastor and the brethren over there and all the saints that are gathered wherever they are. May the Lord bless them this morning also. And let us all have a real experience this morning in the Lord. Amen. As we are seated, I want us to turn to 1 Peter 2. Let's read 1 and 2. Let's read 1 Peter 2, 1 and 2. There is written, said, wherefore, laying aside all malice and all guile and hypocrisies and envies and all evil speakings, as newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the word, that ye may grow thereby. Amen. Amen. So you see that we have read two different scriptures. One is talking about grown-ups, and one is talking about babes. Amen. And from what we have read in 1 Peter, he's talking about newborn babies in the Lord. See? As the new converts that have turned to the Lord and have accepted Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. See? That's newborn babies in the Lord that have turned now toward Christ and have taken him as their personal Savior. But we here We see ourselves as adults. Praise the Lord. Then he is saying something here. He said, even before you could be a newborn babe, before even you could be a newborn babe, look at what the scripture is saying. He said, there shouldn't be any malice in you. Even newborn babes, no malice, no guile, no hypocrisy, no envy, and no evil speakings. Brother, just think about this. Praise the Lord. That even new babes, they are being told before they can what desire the sincere milk of the word. That's the soft part of the word. Look at what they got to be. Amen. Amen. We are adults. Take notice of that. These for babes. Praise the Lord. Just like our little boy Joshua over there. Amen. We take him as what? A newborn baby. He's a baby. Has he got any malice in him? Has he got any guile? Any hypocrisies and envies? Does he speak evil? That is a type. That's the natural type, the spiritual. So even new babes, look at this. But today, God is asking, whom should I teach knowledge? Praise the Lord. And he said, whom? Those who have been what? They have been weaned from the milk and drawn from the breast. Oh, praise the Lord. That means that you are what? You are higher above everything. And so if you are adult, and even you still have malice and guile in you, oh, my brother, you are not even a baby yet. That is what the scripture is saying. Take notice of this. You are still a babe, my brother. You are not supposed to even to desire the sincere milk of the word. Praise the Lord. So even if a newborn babes, before they can desire the sincere milk of the word, they may grow by, they might have already escaped or had overcome these things. My brother, this is a serious saying. So if God is asking whom shall he teach knowledge, please give me my pyramid. If God is asking whom shall he teach knowledge and whom shall he make to understand doctrine, he himself answered back to us, and he said, those who have been weaned from the milk and have been drawn from the breast. And so this leaves a great challenge for you and me, because God is looking for grown-ups. Praise the Lord. God is looking for grown-ups. We are building a house. Praise God. We have already gone through faith and virtue, and we are still on knowledge. Praise the Lord. Just for a question, if Brother David entered here this morning holding a feeding bottle and drinking milk, see, it looks though Brother David drinking from a feeding bottle. Milk. Or, whom should I call? Sister Lily in her bag has a feeding bottle for Brother Pele. See? It doesn't look. How does it look? You see? We are not supposed be filled with what? Milk. We are grown-ups. Praise the Lord. If it will look so strange, there is the same thing in the spiritual. That a grown-up, you are still what? You still have malice and guile and hypocrisies and envies and speaking evil. Take notice of it. If it will look so strange for Brother David to be sucking what? From a feeding bottle. So it is in the spiritual. If we feel there is guile and hypocrisy in us, well, it's quite strange before the Lord. Amen. Oh, praise the Lord. Let's take notice of this, my brother. That's what Paul said. He said, when I was a child, I spoke as a child. I understood as a child. And I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away all childish things. Oh, praise the Lord. We got to put away all the feeding bottles. Do you still have feeding bottles? Put them away, brother. You are grown-ups. So this morning, said, whom should I teach? Knowledge, grown-ups. So we are all grown-ups this morning. We thank the Lord for it. And when we look at our second reading, he said, for when, that's why he said, for when, for the time ye ought to be teachers, ye have need that one teach you again the principles. See? We are not supposed to what? To be dealing with the principles now. But something strong meat. The principles are for babes. Praise the Lord. Let's turn to Hebrews 6. 1. It said, therefore, leaving the principles of the doctrine of Christ, see, let us go on to perfection, not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works and of faith towards God. Amen. Let's put away those principles. My brother, if we are still laying the foundation, see, of repentance, it is the beginning of the babes. That's for the babes. When they lay the foundation of what? Repentance. Because it says, repent and be ye baptized. Praise the Lord. It's for what? Babes that are coming in. But you, every day, you are still on the foundation, laying down what? Repentance. The same sin you are repeating every day. You are repeating the same sin and you go back to, oh Lord, oh, I have failed. Oh Lord, forgive me. Every day you are still laying what? The foundation of repentance. The same sin, the same mistake you are doing every day. You fall into the same situation every day, which is contrary to the Lord. You are still laying what? Foundation of what? Repentance. When are you going to build a house? When are you going to build a house? If all this malice and guile and everything, speaking evil against people, is still in you, when are you going to start, my brother, my sister? And when Christ comes and see you in this condition, do you think you can make it? My brother, my sister, let's lay aside. Yes, it said, therefore, living the principles. Let us what? Go on to perfection. Amen. Not laying again the foundation of what? Repentance, my brother. from dead works and then faith towards God. Amen. The prophet said, in the message book of Hebrews, he said, I like Paul saying those things. He said, Paul never was a person that liked to stay too long in one place. Amen. Amen. He said he liked to move on deeper. Amen. One time in the scripture he said, I forgetting those things which are in the past, I press towards the mark of the high calling. See? He keeps pressing on. That's what is required of us. Amen. See? My brother, let's go on to perfection. Not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works. Praise the Lord. Now, let's go on to still our scripture that we read. He said, for everyone that useth milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. See? If you are still on the milk, you are still using milk. He said, you are unskillful in the word of righteousness. Hey, brother. Many a time, Jesus is our example. We know how many a time he has been what? Tried and tempted so that the people can get something and use it as a what? As a target against him. But because of knowledge, he knows the word because he himself is the word. And so we see one time, you see, the Pharisees have been attacking him, the scribes, the Herodians, the Jews, the Sadducees, they always come with what? Questions. Try to what? Try to find a fault out of him. But always, he is what? Able to give the right answer. That is up to us, my brother. We meet situations every day. Circumstances every day. How do you handle them? It is not by your own intelligence, my brother. How do you handle them? By the word of God. How do you handle them? We know that the other day I was saying the same thing. When the Pharisees, he said in Matthew 22:15-22, he said, then when the Pharisees, and listen, and took counsel. See, they took counsel. How they might entangle him in his talk. See? How they will entangle him in his talk. And they sent out what? Their disciples with the Herodians saying, and they came. He said, Master, we know that thou art true. See, look at the way how they started it. See, the devil, that's the way how the devil works. He said, oh, we know that thou art the true and teachest the way of God in truth. Neither carest thou for any man, for thou regardest not the person of man. Of course, amen. The word of God is no respecter of person. Tell us therefore, what thinkest thou? Is it lawful to give tribute unto Caesar or not? You see? He said, but Jesus perceived their wickedness. My brother, we need discernment. Amen. We need discernment, my brother. That we will be able to know the right from the wrong. When someone even approaches you, you know the intention of that person so that you know how to answer the person. Amen. By the word. See? And what did Jesus say? He said, why tempt me, ye hypocrites? Show me the tribute money. And they brought unto him a penny. And he saith unto them, whose is this image and its superscription? They say unto him, Caesar. Then say he unto them, render therefore unto Caesar the things which are Caesar's, and unto God the things that are God. Oh, see? Wonderful. Amen. And he said, when they had heard these words, they marveled and left him and went their way. Praise the Lord. There is somewhere in the scripture, when they went, the Pharisees asked them, yes, how? So, hey, you also have become his disciples. See? Brethren, that is someone who is skillful in the word of righteousness. Amen. Skillful in the word of righteousness. And listen to what the prophet said. He said, that is what? That is supreme knowledge. Amen. That is what? Supreme knowledge. See, you don't have to have 4 degrees in some college or something like that to have it. See? Because all these virtues are given to you by God to place upon the foundation of your faith that you might come to the full stature of a real living man of God. And the prophet himself said, yes, sir. Amen. They are virtues, brother. See, they are virtues. Knowledge is virtue. And when we were dealing with virtue, we understood how is it. Where is the source? The source comes from whom? From God. You got to be drawing from the source. Every day, every hour, every minute, every second, you got to be drawing. You got to be drawing. Praise the Lord. Amen. See? That is our only source. Just like we were talking about the lily flower. Always soaking what? Soaking from the mud. And then struggle through the water and brings up its petals. So beautiful, attractive. Oh, my brother, my sister, our life must be a written epistle. Amen. Being read of all men. When people see you, they see you differently. Your life doesn't what? Shun people away, but it brings people closer to you. Amen. Because the petals of the lily, so beautiful, it attracts the bees to come, to suck from him. Praise the Lord. Amen. See? Knowledge is virtue. And you got to go to the source and draw them so that when someone comes, he can suck something out from you. Amen. As the prophet said, if the bees go to the lily, and they couldn't get any nectar from it. They said, what kind of lily is this? You see? What kind of lily is this? No nectar. No nectar. What kind of lily is this? And that's what the prophet said. It returns what? Insufficient what? Fund. Insufficient fund. People come to you, they want to draw something from you, and then it shows insufficient fund. They go away disappointed. But is it not this man? Always I see him, Brother David, all the time, I see him take his car, travel all the long way to Dublin. Then I want some kind of knowledge. I go to him, insufficient fund. What kind of Christian is this? What kind of lily is this? Amen. My brother, go to the source and be drawing the virtue of knowledge. Amen. Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. And the prophet was saying supreme knowledge, heavenly knowledge, Holy Ghost knowledge, spiritual knowledge, godly knowledge. Oh, praise the Lord. You need to have all this. All around. Praise God.
Amen.
Said one time the prophet was reviled openly and right on his face in the presence of a whole congregation. It's still from this message book. It's still in this message book, the stature of a perfect man. So the prophet was seated among some other ministers with Brother Junior Jackson. He was just about to go through the message he was preaching. And he said the topic was the grace of God. And then they saw this minister. He said he was burning up to speak. See, he was burning up to speak. So when Junior Jackson finished, he said he got up. And he openly slighted what the prophet. See, let me read from the message book. And he got up there, and he was trying, saying, "Now, I want to say that Mr. Branham here, I tell you, is an antichrist." Look at this, brother. Mr. Branham. See, look at the way even he addressed him. Mr. Branham here is an antichrist, right in his face, in front of what? A big congregation with ministers around. And he said, and some of the preachers started. I said, see, maybe some of the ministers had wanted to what? Confront him or to stop him. And he said, the prophet said, he stopped them. I said, wait a minute now. Don't say nothing, brothers. There's only one of him and a bunch of us. I said, just let him alone now. He picked on me. And listen to what the prophet said. I wanted it myself so bad. Amen. Oh, my brother. Look at the way how the prophet was reviled openly. In the presence of a congregation with ministers. He said, hold it. Just a minute. Leave him alone. See, he picked on me. And I wanted it myself so bad. Look at that. Oh, praise the Lord. Why? Why the prophet said, should say, I wanted it myself so bad. Why should he say so? Because he knew the scripture. Knowledge. Amen. Amen. He knew the scripture. He knew what it meant. Praise God. So let him shower whatever he wants to. Praise the Lord. Because the prophet, I believe he was looking at what? He was looking at the scripture. In Matthew 5, see, the prophet, he never fused, he never explored, he never retaliated, because I believe he was looking at the scripture, knowledge. My brother, if you don't know the scripture, and someone is reviling you such way, you will just stand up and what? Challenge the person. Hey, do you know me? Or a lot of things, brother. Let's look at Matthew 5. The prophet was looking at that. So he said, I need it. I wanted it myself bad. Amen. Because it is a blessing.
That's right.
It's a blessing. Amen. Let's look at what at the whole thing at Matthew 5. 11 and 12. I think, is it the right? Am I right? Uh-huh. He said, blessed are ye when men shall revile you, you see, and persecute you, and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. See? He said, well, rejoice. You see, you shouldn't be angry.
Amen.
The scripture says, God, rejoice. Amen. And what? Be exceedingly glad. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
When somebody's reviling you, oh, say, oh, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Right from your heart, not a put on. Because we've said it, the thing is paining, you say, oh, praise the Lord. No, sir. Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
He said, for great is your reward in heaven.
Amen.
See? Great is your reward. If people will revile you for my name's sake, great is your reward in heaven. Don't be angry. Don't fuse. Don't retaliate. But be glad. Rejoice. Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
We are on knowledge.
Amen.
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 We are on knowledge.
Amen.
My brethren, that's what we are, adults. These are the things for what? Adults. Strong meat. Somebody just reviling you, Brother Tony. And then right deep in your heart, you love the person. You say, ah, thank you for, because you are blessing me. Unless you are dead anyway. If you are not dead and you are alive, you will retaliate, my brother. Huh? If you are not dead and you are alive. When the minister stood up to go and restrain this minister, the prophet would have just given them a go-ahead. Just push him somewhere. See? But say, hey, I'm receiving what blessings. For so persecuted they, the prophets, which were before you. See? The prophets that were before him, they were what? Persecuted in that same way. He was looking at the word of God. And it all boils down to what? Knowledge. And where do you get the knowledge? Go back to the source.
Amen.
My brethren, let's go to the source.
Amen.
The message.
Right.
The absolute.
Amen.
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 Let us be drawing. It is, they are all here. Let us be drawing. The virtues, so that when we are met with such situations, we will know how to handle them by the word.
Yeah.
Oh, praise God.
Yeah.
My brother, Lord, what this is, see how you could see that how many people are missing this heaven's great reward because of lack of knowledge. See, we are missing a lot. We are missing a lot. Our anger is so close to us. My brother, kill that anger. Take away that hatred. Brethren, and let's say, see, God is ready to take away every gloomy situation and fill the life with what? Glory. As we have been singing. You take the gloom. You take away hatred. You take away, if only you surrender. Be sincere.
Amen.
He will take everything away and fill your life with glory, with love. Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
There is a great, there's a heavenly reward for us. And so even when you go to Romans 12, let's read something from there also. On this same issue, what the prophet did. We will continue what happened. The prophet encounter. We will continue on that. But let's look at this scripture here in Romans 12, 17 to 21. It said, recompense to no man evil for evil. See? Recompense to no man evil for evil. Provide things honest in the sight of all men. Be honest. In every dealings, the prophet, he's our example. Christ is our example. If it be possible, as much as lieth in you, live peaceably with all men.
Amen.
impossible. Let that thing be laid in you, that you live peaceably with what? All men. Your friend, your enemy, your neighbor, whoever it is. Because the prophet said, we should be what? Blameless.
Amen.
Within and without. Not that we come here, we look so like angels. But when we go back, our
Amen.
Neighbors,
Amen.
Oh, even we don't greet.
Amen.
Oh, my brother, my sister. No, no, no.
Yes.
That's not what the scripture is saying.
Right.
Praise the Lord. They need our help. Maybe through you, he will see what? The kingdom of God also.
Right.
See. So, dearly beloved, avenge not yourself, but rather give place unto wrath. See? Give place unto wrath. You see, what this minister did to the prophet, just tell him right and say, Mr. Branham, you are an antichrist. Oh. Anyone will flare up. But he gave what? A place for wrath. Amen. So that anger will not come out. There is a place for it. So when you throw it, he put it there. It doesn't come out. It's gone forever. Praise the Lord. For it is written, vengeance is mine. I will repay, saith the Lord. It is not for you to what? To avenge yourself, my brother, my sister. But he said, I will do it. I will repay. See? You will receive your blessings, my brother, my sister. Therefore, if thine enemy hunger, feed him. If he thirst, give him drink. For in so doing, thou shalt heap coals of fire upon his head.
Amen.
See? He's rather in trouble, not you. But when negative means negative, my brother, mathematicians, they said negative and negative positive in mathematics. Yeah, but in the word of God, no, sir.
Amen.
It is absolutely negative. He said, be not overcome of evil. You see? Be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good. Oh, that's exactly what the prophet did. Overcoming what? Evil situation with what? With good. There is a great reward, a great heavenly reward. For you and me, if we will do these things, my brother. Amen. We are still on knowledge. And now let's continue the encounter. How it went. Sorry. And in this encounter, some ministers, you know, as I've said already, some ministers had wanted to restrain him, but the prophet said, just let him alone. He picked on me, and I wanted it myself badly. Amen. It's just like what? David, King David, a rejected king. He was leaving Jerusalem. His own son has what? Has taken him out from what? From the throne. And whilst he was going, a man from Saul's house started what? Rebuking him, throwing stones and dust on him. And cursing him. He said, come out, come out. Thou bloody man. A damn man of Belial. See? Immediately one of his men, David's men, said, my lord, give me what? The permission. Let me cut off this man's head. David said, no. Leave him. Amen. And let us hear what David said. He said, let him... that's in 2 Samuel 16, if you want to read 2 Samuel 16, 7. He said, let him curse, because the Lord had said unto him, curse David. See? Let him curse because the Lord has allowed it. So many things we face, many things we go through, the Lord has what? Made it that way because he's preparing you. Amen. He wants you to be an overcomer. He wants you to overcome evil with good. He doesn't want you to recompense evil for evil. So it will come for you to be an overcomer. Because he says all the message toward the seven church ages. He said, to them that overcome. To them that overcome. Amen. See? David said, it's the Lord that has said unto him, curse David. And who shall then say, wherefore hast thou done so? See? Who are you to question God? Let him alone. Amen. Brethren, what are we seeing in the prophet? What are we seeing in David? The divine nature. Amen. The divine nature. See? Exhibiting what? The divine nature. Oh, praise the Lord. So let's go on. Now, the minister said, Mr. Branham is an antichrist. If you want to read, I'm reading from 2:10 of Stature of a Perfect Man. 2:10. So he said, Mr. Branham is an antichrist. And he went ahead saying everything you know about. See? He said, there's a baptism of the Holy Ghost. Said, the Bible said there was only 12 got baptism of the Holy Ghost. See? The man that was reviling the prophet, he said, the Bible says it's only the 12 that got the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And talking about divine healing, he said only the 12 apostles had the divine healing. He said, we speak where the Bible speaks and silent where the Bible is silent. Amen. He said, I waited till he rattled off there for about half an hour. The man was just rattling, condemning the prophet. Praise the Lord. Then after he finished, I said, wait for a minute. I wrote down so many here. I said, give me a chance to answer some. And when I got up, I said, sir, he said that he spoke where the Bible spoke. His church did, and was silent where it was silent. You are all witnesses. Then they shouted, yes. I said, now, he said there was only 12 received the Holy Ghost. My Bible said there was 120. That's the first shot.
Amen.
Amen.
That's right. Amen.
Knowledge.
Amen.
If you don't know, somebody just twists your mind. Says only what? Only the 12 that received what? The Holy Ghost. But because of what? Knowledge. Scriptural knowledge.
Amen.
Amen. He quoted back to him to know his own mistake. He said, my Bible tells me there were what? 120. Oh, hallelujah. That received the Holy Ghost on that day of Pentecost. Oh, hallelujah. When somebody comes to you to subvert you, knowledge. This today, even when you ask some of the husbands, somebody asks, why your wife doesn't wear an earring? To be a big trouble now. Well, praise the Lord. Rapele, why your wife doesn't wear an earring? See? He wants to suck something out from you. Hey, my brother, my sister, let's wake up!
Amen.
You see yourself wanted. Well, it's our church. It's our church. That's how we believe. No, sir. It is the word.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
That's right.
And you got to quote to him as the prophet is quoting. Take it and give it to him. That's why. I know from this afternoon, everybody is going to check why the wife is not wearing earrings. Amen. Radube, why your wife doesn't wear earring? You know it. Okay. You will meet it one day. Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
But I believe everybody knows it.
Amen.
I believe everybody knows it.
Amen.
Amen. But let us be armed. We shall meet any situation at any time. Adults! We are not babes. We didn't come here with what? Feeding bottles. With milk. Oh, Brother Bibi, you brought Brother Ellie's feeding bottle? No, sir. Amen. Now, let's see. Then the prophet went on. Said, now, he said there were 12 received the Holy Ghost. My Bible tells me well. That's the first shot. And then the prophet said, amen. And then he said, throw that kind of knowledge out. See? Throw that kind of knowledge out. That it was only 12 that would receive the Holy Ghost. Throw that kind of knowledge out. I said, then I guess Paul didn't receive the Holy Ghost where he said he did. See? What of Paul? You said only 12. He said, what of Paul? And then down in, he said, when Philip went down and preached to the Samaritans, they had been baptized in the name of Jesus only. The Holy Ghost hadn't come on them. And they sent and got Peter and John to come down and laid hands on them. And the Holy Ghost came on them. I guess that was only the 12. Oh, you see? In Samaria, Philip went there to preach.
That's right.
And they received the message. And so they called Peter and John. And when they came, they laid hands upon them. And they received the baptism of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
And he was asking the man, is that the only 12? Oh, knowledge.
Amen.
Amen. That's how we need to answer people when they bring out all that controversial word, topics, which is no controversy, because there is no controversy in the Word of God.
Amen.
There's no controversy in the Word of God. But they have made what? They have made it controversial. Amen. Then he said, in Acts 10:49, when Peter was on the housetop and had saw the vision to go to Cornelius, while Peter yet spake these words, the Holy Ghost fell on them that heard the word. Amen.
Amen.
Cornelius' house. Were they the 12? See, the prophet was bringing them out to what? To nullify all the things that this minister was holding. See, he was taking them out from his hand. And he said, that kind of knowledge, throw them out.
Amen.
Amen. Said, the Bible still speaking. See, the man said, we speak where the Bible speaks and we are silent where the Bible is silent. Well, the Bible is never silent, my brother.
Amen.
Then the prophet said, the Bible is still what? Speaking.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
It's still speaking. Then he asked, where's your church? it's back in the would-be. Sure, see? I said, divine healing. You said only the 12 apostles had divine healing. The Bible said that Stephen went down to Samaria and cast out devils and healed the sick, and there was a great joy in the city. And he wasn't one of the 12, you see. He wasn't an apostle, you see. He was just what? A deacon.
Amen.
And the prophet said, amen and amen. Amen. If Paul wasn't one of the 12 that was in the upper room, and he had the gift of healing, what about that? See? Now the prophet said, now that kind of knowledge that you learn out of some book, you better throw it out in the garbage can. My brother, let us watch the kind of books that we have been reading. Amen. Let's watch them. They are all enticed. There are enticing spirits behind them.
That's right. Amen.
Sometimes I wonder how someone will go and buy a book and said, how to pray. Oh, then it gives you a prayer line that you have to pray on this, pray on that. My brother, my sister, utterances of prayer. It's come from what? The Spirit.
Amen.
See? The situation you are in, the circumstances you are in.
That's right.
Then the Spirit gives you the utterances to pray. Amen. The Spirit of God. Not what someone has written on the 24th or this, turn to this page and then pray. Oh, my brother, my sister. Well, it's okay. But meanwhile, you don't depend on that. You don't live on that. Go into the Word and let the Holy Spirit give you the utterance.
Amen.
And begin to what? Pray.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
We are not in a methodical belief. Amen. When things are methodically planned, we get all those things in the denominations. Amen. Jesus said, you will be brought before kings and rulers. You'll be brought before kings and rulers. The other day, Brother Wilmore came here to give, he brought a prayer request. We prayed over it. And he went to meet the executive director, whoever it is. See? We use the scripture, Luke 21, 14 and 15. It says, settle it therefore in your heart, not to meditate before what ye shall answer. As Luke 21, 14. For I will give you a mouth and wisdom which all your adversaries shall not be able to gainsay. That's deny. They cannot deny it. They cannot contradict it. Amen. Nor resist it. Oh, praise the Lord. They can't. Look at whom? Nicodemus. Said, no, I had to go to this man to draw, amen, to draw the virtue of knowledge. Because all my schooling and all these things, I see that it comes to nothing before this man. That is exactly also why the rich young ruler went to him. He has what? He said, I've lived the whole of my life from my childhood obeying what? All the commandments. But still he saw something in
Amen.
Jesus Christ that he hasn't got.
Right.
He saw something in him. The man was what? Living in self-righteousness. The righteousness of the Pharisees. But the Bible says, except your righteousness exceeds the righteousness of the Pharisees, ye shall not enter into the kingdom of God.
Amen.
He saw something in Christ. And when he went, Christ saw everything. What he was telling him, that of the truth, he has been very sincere toward, to the Ten Commandments. Everything. Said, you know the story already. When he said, all these things I've done them from my youth. Said, yeah. But then he asked, what lackest I anymore? He asked Jesus, what do I lack anymore? Jesus said, you lack one thing. One thing you lack. Amen. Go and sell all that you have and take up thy cross and follow me. And it was what? Too big for him. But not Nicodemus. Amen. Not Nicodemus. Nicodemus was ready to surrender. Just like Paul, to put away all what he has learned. Because he considered them what? Rubbish. Dung. Nicodemus went to him. And when Nicodemus have sucked, amen, from him, he was filled up. And he went back. And he went and sat among the what? The Sanhedrin Council, planning how they will what? They can catch Jesus Christ. He went there, he sat there, they were talking, maybe a lot of plans that they need to do. Let's go and arrest him. Say, hey, hold on. There's even our law tells us so, that if you have not heard from that the accuser, can you just go and arrest him? Say, hey, Nicodemus, have you also become a Galilean? You become one of his apostles? You see? He was breathing out what he has what? Gotten. Now he was what? A changed person. When he opens his mouth, it is what? It is oracles. Amen. Praise the Lord. That the Bible says the meeting, because of that, the meeting broke off. They couldn't continue the meeting anymore. My brother, we need to go to the source. Nicodemus went to the source and got what he needed. To sit down with what? The other Pharisees. And he continued with it till when even Christ died, he was the one who went for what? For the body. Plus Peter of Arimathea, and they buried the body. Amen. He was a changed person because he has gone to the source and has received the virtue of knowledge, virtue of faith. Amen. Next, we'll be going to temperance and patience and godliness, brotherly kindness, the Holy Spirit. And then we cup it, the cup, love. When we go to love, my brother, you go to see whether truly you have built a house or not.
Amen.
That this temple of God is really ready for what? The Lord to live in, to dwell in. Amen. Let's keep on praying so that these are our studies, the Holy Spirit will lead us through. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Then let's look at it said, but strong meat belongeth to them that are full of age, even those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. Oh, my brother. I love this part. Said, your senses have been exercised to discern both good and evil. My brother, let's surrender that our minds, our thoughts will be exercised. You see, all this exercise is when you are able to meet a situation and you overcome them. You are exercising what? Your mind, you are able to discern good and what? From evil. Amen. Now let's go back to the prophet. He said, the prophet said, knowledge now. That don't mean worldly knowledge. Because that's foolishness to God. But knowledge to judge. Amen. The prophet, knowledge to judge. And then he said, judge what? Right. From wrong.
Amen.
Amen. We need that knowledge to judge right from wrong. And he said, and how do you judge it then? He said, if you got Christian knowledge with your virtue and faith, you judge whether the word is right or wrong. Amen. Oh, with your faith, with your virtue and knowledge, oh, you are able to judge right from what? Wrong. And he said, if you can lay, now listen to the prophet. He said, if you can lay aside, see, if you can lay aside all your creeds and all your unbelief, everything that you claim you have done, see, you, that is self, self. If you can lay aside, then you have knowledge to believe that God cannot lie. Amen.
Amen.
And the prophet quoted, let every man's word be a lie, but mine be true. See? Now you are getting knowledge. See? Lay aside, my brother, my sister. Lay aside the garments that are stained with sin and be washed in the blood of the Lamb. There's a fountain flowing for the souls unclean. Oh, be washed in the blood of the Lamb. Let's lay aside, my brother, my sister, our own self, because that has been the challenge to us. Laying aside your own self, who you are and what you are. Praise God. Look at the prophet. He laid aside who he is. Jesus laid aside who he is. When he was reviled, when he was being taunted on the cross, he said, oh, son of God, son of the king of the Jews, come down. Oh, shooking his side. Whilst he had all the authority to call fire to come and consume these people, he said, Father, forgive them. Amen. See? Father, forgive them. Amen. Brethren, lay aside. He laid aside who he was at that moment. If not, he would have consumed all of them. Praise God. Because even when he speaks, when they came to the Garden of Gethsemane to come and arrest him, he said, whom do you want? He said, Jesus, or say, here I am. All of them were to fell down. See? Peter took sword, cut somebody's ear. Say, hey, Peter, don't do that. Took the ear, put it back. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, mine. Brother, I don't know, actually, if I have that same power, authority, and you are taunting me, it would have caused real havoc. Amen. A lot of people probably might have gone crippled. Many have found themselves in the 6 feet already. Just take you off. The prophet had that same authority. But he lay aside.
Amen.
Who is. Brother, let's lay aside who we are. Amen. But when you try to bring yourself into preeminence, that's where the problem is. That was the problem with Eve. Amen.
Amen.
That was the problem Eve encountered. God gave them the knowledge they needed to live unto eternal life. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Said, the day thou eatest of this, you will surely die. Then cometh another preacher. Let's just look at the way how that preacher just made the whole thing. Let's turn to Genesis 2. The other preacher came. Genesis 3. Genesis 3. 1. But let's first look at what God told them in Genesis 2, 15 to 17. Let's turn to Genesis 2, 15 and 17 before. And the Lord God took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to dress it and to keep it. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, of all the tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it, for in the day that thou eatest thereof thou shalt surely die. See? God giving them the knowledge of how to live. Praise God. Then another preacher came. Genesis 3:1-5. Now the serpent was the more subtle than any beast of the field, which the Lord God had made. And he said unto the woman, yeah. You see, look at the way how he said, yeah. Had God said, ye shall not eat of every tree in the garden? And the woman said unto the serpent, how should have the woman should have said, thus saith the Lord, yes. Finish, go your way. But now look at, and the woman said unto the serpent, we may eat of all the fruits of the trees of the garden, but the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, ye shall not eat of it, neither shall ye touch it, lest ye die. And the serpent said unto the woman, ye shall not surely die. For God doeth know, see, God know that in the day that ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. You see? Now he started to bring herself in. She was thinking about herself now. How she was going to be what? So her eyes is going to be opened. And how she's going to be like a god. See? Thinking about herself. Bringing self. Lay aside. If Eve had laid aside her own desire, as the prophet said, Eve was what? Was looking for wisdom instead of to stay with the word. See? Looking for wisdom. He brought herself preeminently above what God has spoken. And for that reason, we know what happened. Oh, my brother. We need to kill self, my brother. Our own self, we need to subdue self. Self has been our enemy, our own enemy. Praise God. Eve was to judge right from wrong. And the prophet said Eve went looking for wisdom instead of staying with the word. See, she brought in self. See, she thought of herself, how she was going to be wiser and clever, with open eyes, and be like God. Let's lay aside, my brother, the garments that are stained with sin. This flesh, let's lay them aside. The feeding bottles, let's lay them aside. Amen. We are grown-ups. We need to eat what? Strong meat. That is our food. That's what we are eating this morning. Amen. Then the prophet said, for our house, he said, we are not building an organization. Take notice of it. I'm not here this morning to build an organization. Christ never sent me to build an organization. Christ sent me to build individuals to the statue of Jesus Christ, that they might be the powerhouse. Amen. That is our message, the message of the hour. To bring us to be what? A powerhouse. A dwelling place of God. Oh, hallelujah. He said, dwelling place of the spirit of his word. Then he said, by his word, see? Not by any other thing, but by his word. My brother, it is always the word. That's the source of everything. The source of everything is here. And we have a message. He said, I'll send to you on the day. He said, before the great and dreadful day of the Lord, I will send you an Elijah. See? To turn us back to the word, that apostolic word, believe. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. and we have a message, real food, prepared food. Let's eat them, my brother. Let's go to them and draw virtues, knowledge. You will come to temperance. And we will see that also. How many people? Praise the Lord. Are you examining yourself? Amen. It's a build up the individual to that place. Not build an organization to a greater denomination, but build the individual to sons and daughters of God. That's the idea. Amen. That's the idea. So he says, see, add to your faith virtue. And to your virtue, add knowledge. Well, now you are coming to a place. Praise the Lord. Say, the works that I do, shall you do also. Again, he said, I'll be the vine, and you will be the branches. And the branch only lives by the life of the vine. Amen. If you really be branches, he is the vine, then what is in the vine will definitely what? Show by what? The branches, that the fruits that it will bear. And the Bible says, by our fruits, we glorify him. So whatever is in the vine comes out through the branch. And then the prophet shouted, glory. Amen. Then Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever, it produces the life of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. How many love the Lord? Will you add to your faith, virtue, and knowledge? My brother, let's go to the source. Let's go to the source. Will the musicians come up? Let's go to the source. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. We need the knowledge of God. That's supreme knowledge. Amen. Are you ready to lay aside every garment that has stained with sin? Do you know how to sing that song? Let us turn to that one. Let's sing that song. I don't know. I don't know the number. Let's lay aside. Have you been to Jesus for the cleansing? Are you watching the blood? Yeah. Yes. Let us all stand. Oh, hallelujah.
Have you been to Jesus for the cleansing pound? You are in the blood of the Lamb. Oh, are you fully trusting in His grace? This arm you are in the blood of the Lamb. Are you born in the blood? In the soul, cleansing blood of the Lamb. Are your garments spotless as they were? There's no are you washed in the blood of the Lamb. You walk in daily by the Savior's side. Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Do you rest it moments in the crucified? Are you all in the blood of the Lamb? Are you all? Are you in the blood? Oh, in the soul, there's the blood of the Lamb. Are your God? In the blood of the Lamb, are you?
Things we need a faith. That's the foundation, the prophet said. Faith in the word, faith in God, faith believing that all things are possible, faith that there is God who is there to make it right. Then the prophet said, virtue. We need virtue. And there is a source where we can get all these virtues. Plus the knowledge. There is a source. Look at the house. Look at your own house. This morning or this afternoon, look at your own house. Naturally, if you have a house, you do check to see if everything is what in order. What about your spiritual house, the dwelling place of God? How clean is the place? Look at your own house this morning, my brother, my sister. And just tell the Lord, where you know that you are not able, why don't you tell the Lord, Lord, I'm weak in this way. Even I feel lazy even to take my Bible to read. Lord, help me. Just confess to him. Look at your own house, where it's leaking, and restore it. Amen. Restore it, my brother. No substitution. Don't substitute it, but restore it. The original. Bring it back again. Look at your house. Look at your house, my sister. Look at it closely. And lay aside everything that besets you. Today, said Lord, I have laid them aside. I've laid them aside, God. Just take them. Look at what the prophet said. He said, Paul is somebody who doesn't want to stay at one place for long. When you stay for one place for long, the place becomes stagnant. When water stays at one place for long, it becomes smelly, stingy. It's always water when it flows. When water is flowing, that is when it carries all the dead, carries all the unwanted away. Let that pray that, Lord, let the fountain of water, the fountain of life, be flowing through me and wash away all the undesirables. Look at your house closely. Lord, tell him I want to. You said you will not live in a house that has been what? Made by man, by hands. But your dwelling place, said we are the temple. And that you said you walk in them. And we will be your people, and you will be our God. Lord, come and live in me. That my life will be reflecting no one but your God. That I'll be filled with faith, filled with virtue, filled with knowledge. To meet every situation and circumstances. Lord, help me this afternoon. I've heard your word. And I know your word is true. I don't want to be continually laying foundations of repentance, Lord. I want to be an overcomer. I want to be an overcomer, Lord. Help me, my Lord. Sweep over my soul. Sweep over my soul. Oh, my rest is complete while I sit at your feet. Sweet Spirit, sweep over my soul. Over my soul.
Oh yes, Lord Jesus.
Sweep over my soul, Lord.
Surrender,
Lord Jesus, my heart, my soul, my mind to you, God. Lord, sweep over me, O God. Pray to you, Lord Jesus. Where I am weak, Lord, strengthen me, O Lord. Because your word says, they that wait upon you shall mount up with wings. They will renew their strength, Lord. Renew me, O God, renew me, Lord. Let us pray for the church. This is the place where we came to hear the word of God. Let's commit our pastor into the hands of the Lord. Let's commit the ministry here into the hands of the Lord. Let's commit every ministry. The musicians, the deacons, the trustees, every member of this house, not even member, everybody, the body of this house. Pray for your brother. Pray for your sister. That we will lay aside every guile, every malice. That we will not be speaking evil against anyone. No hypocrisies. When I meet my brother, I can embrace him with all my heart and say, God bless you. We should come from the deep of my heart, Lord. We bury every strife this morning, Lord. Lord, you said you always take the gloom and fill it with your glory. Lord, if there is any darkness in this house, oh, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, you are the light. And when you come in, every darkness has to flee. We commit the church, Lord, into your hands. Our pastor, the ministers, the deacons, the trustee, every body, every member of the body, our children, Lord. We commit them into your hands, Lord. The youth, the young brethren and the young sisters, we commit all of them, God, into your hands. Oh, Lord Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. In the name of Jesus Christ. Help us, Lord, that we will never recompense evil for evil. The Lord, we will overcome even evil with good. Make us overcomers, Lord, because He lives. Let us stand and sing this song. And after that, we will ask our precious brother David to come and close the church for us.
Because He lives, I can face tomorrow. Because He lives, all fear is gone. Because I know,
oh yes, I know,
oh, He holds my future, and life is worth the living just because He lives. God sent His Son.
We call Him Jesus. He came to love, heal and forgive.
He bled and died.
Oh, to buy my
tomorrow, because fear is gone.
Gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, how, Father God, we're so thankful that we can sing, Lord, even this song, that, Lord, because you love, you sent your Son and he loves today, Father God, we have a better future, O Lord. Father, how we thank you for your loving kindness, your grace and your mercies, Lord, your never-ending love, Lord, which you pour out upon us. Father, we thank you, Lord, for your visitation, Lord, even upon this day. Lord, that Father, before coming into your house, our desire, Lord, was not to just make another appearance, Lord. Yes. Father, in the way of tradition. But our desire, Lord, was for you to speak to us, Lord, in a way, Father, that Father God would be meaningful. In a way, Lord, that would change our lives. In a way, Lord, that would give us virtue, Lord, Father, even to face the challenges of this day. Yes, Heavenly Father, how thankful we are for your faithfulness, Lord. Father God, to bring us a word in due season. And how we love it, O Lord. Father God, to know that you are alive. Lord, we see other religions, they wait upon, Lord, a prophet to rise up one day. But, O God, you sent your Son hallelujah. And he has risen from the grave already.
Amen.
He has taken captivity captive, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
How we thank you, Lord, that we could be partakers of your grace, Lord.
Oh,
not because
yes.
of any good that is within us.
Yes, Lord.
But Lord, your loving kindness and your mercies,
Amen.
Lord.
Amen.
Father, we thank you for this word, Lord, which we received upon this day.
Amen.
Lord, for indeed knowledge, Father God, how precious it is, Lord, to a believer.
Yes, Lord.
Father God, for your own word, Lord, which you spoke, you said you shall know the truth and the truth shall set
Amen.
You free, O God.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, we thankful, Lord, for the word of knowledge, O God.
Yes, Lord.
Father, even it's our desire to be perfect in stature, Lord.
Amen.
Not in our own mind, in the way that we'd think to be right, but Lord, in the way that you have set out.
Yes, sir.
And we believe, O God, even the word which we received today. Lord, help us that when we depart and go different ways, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Father, that we'd meditate upon this word.
Amen.
Father, that we'd allow for the word to be a part of us. Because it's the only way that we can grow.
Amen.
Lord, we cleave on to this word, O Lord.
Amen.
For we see even your own Son, Jesus Christ, when tempted by the devil, Lord. Father, he could have used so many other means to overcome Satan.
Yeah.
But he used your word,
Amen.
O Lord. Father, what more, Father, of an example would we need?
Yes,
Father, please be merciful to your children upon this
yes,
day.
Lord.
Let no one leave this place the same way which they came
Amen.
In, O God. Touch every man, every woman, every child, O Lord.
Yes.
Father, for the hour is late. Father God, our desire is not to walk anymore in insincerity.
Yes, Lord.
But, O God, Father, to walk, Lord, as people who are enlightened.
Yes.
Father God, people who are mature, Father.
Amen.
Not as babes, O Lord.
Yes, Lord.
So grant us that grace, Lord. Where we have failed, O Lord, in the days gone by. Please forgive us, Lord.
Amen.
Father, how we plead that blood of Jesus Christ, Lord, at this time. Father, but Lord, as we go forward, O God, Father, may in our lives, may we show the maturity of the word which
yes,
we've received
Lord,
in this day and this
Hallelujah.
Hour.
Hallelujah.
Lord, it's only you that can grant it, O Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Father God, for you said, it's not of he that walketh or he that runneth. You the one, Lord, who gives grace, O
yes,
Lord.
Lord.
Give us grace upon this day, Lord, even in these dark times that we face. Heavenly Father, Lord, as we, Father God, who depart from your house, may your Holy Spirit, Lord, be with us each one.
Amen.
Wherever we'd go, whatever we'd do, Lord. Father, may we be mindful and may your word be a shield unto us, O God.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
That when the enemy comes, Lord, in whichever way that he'll try to come cunningly. But, O God, by the word of God, Lord, you said it's like a light.
Yes.
May it be exposed all the time,
Amen.
O Lord.
Amen.
Father God, we trust only in thee.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, we want to remember upon this day the request which was put before thee. Brother Vladimir is asking for prayer for his father who has a flu, Lord, and could not make it to service.
Hallelujah.
Father God, we know that you're not hindered Lord by
Jesus.
Distance, Lord, or by space.
Yes,
but Father, we ask, Lord, Father,
yes,
in the
Jesus.
Way which you told us to ask, that
yes,
in the name of Jesus Christ,
yes,
may you touch
Jesus.
Him, O God.
Yes, Lord.
Heavenly Father,
Hallelujah.
That he may raise up from the bed of illness,
Hallelujah.
O Lord. Father, be merciful
Thank
to him
Lord.
Upon this day. Heavenly Father, we pray as well for our pastor where he is.
Yes, Lord.
We trust that he was a blessing and will continue to be
Amen.
A blessing there where he is, O God. Father, be with him, be with Brother George, undertake for them both.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, that when they come back, Lord, to be in our midst here, they'll bring, Lord, glad tidings, Lord.
Amen.
Father, testimony of your wondrous
Amen.
Works. Heavenly Father, be with us all, Lord, as we go separate ways. Please meet our needs, Lord,
yes,
even
Lord,
upon
Jesus.
This day and upon the week which we go into, Father.
Yes, Lord.
We ask these things in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen. God richly bless you. Just turn to your brother, turn to your sister. Just say, God richly bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless
Thy
you.
Thy loving kindness is better than life. Thy loving better than life. My lips shall praise thee, thus will I bless thee. My loving kindness is better than life. Thy loving kindness is better than life. Thy better than life. My lips shall praise thee, thus will I bless thee. Thy loving kindness is better than life. Thy loving kindness is better than life. Thy loving kindness is better than life. My lips shall praise thee, thus will I bless thee. Thy loving kindness is better than better than life. My lips shall praise thee, thus will I bless thee. Thy love